Well, I think it was exactly 3 weeks ago today at the World Baseball Classic that reporters were following around some of the biggest major league stars and asking for their reaction to excerpts from the book Game of Shadows. That's the book written by Mark Fanarawada and Lance Williams, two San Francisco Chronicle reporters who had been looking into the steroid scandal. And one of the people that was asked about it for his reaction was Cardinals slugger Albert Pujols.
I don't have any comment about that. Talk to me about baseball and talk to me about the game today. So I don't have any comment.
Albert and most other players had no comment on it and to this day continue to have no comment on it. But this guy does because he's one of the co-authors of the book, Lance Williams from the San Francisco Chronicle. Welcome to the Paul Harris Show.
It's my pleasure.
Nice having you on here, and congratulations on the book. I don't know how many you've sold, but the last 3 weeks have got to have been really, really good for you.
Well, you know, we'd written stories on this topic for our paper, the San Francisco Chronicle, and there was an intense reaction to some of those stories. But got to tell you, the Sports Illustrated excerpt, you know, revealed this stuff to a new audience, and then the book has a different audience still, and people are interested. It's great.
What should or what can, I guess the answer to both questions, what should and can Commissioner Bud Selig do?
Well, he certainly could find out the facts about Bonds and doping for himself by hiring a experienced retired prosecutor. That would be the easy way, the Dowd report route that they used with Pete Rose. He could impanel people who care about the game and who are, know the game to recommend what he can do about what's been a whole era in baseball. It's not just Barry Bonds who's using the steroids. In terms of the records and in terms of cleaning it up in the future. I think those are two things he could do and ought to do.
Do you think he will?
I think that, in general, baseball is reactive on this topic, and if they're pushed hard enough by the public and by the Congress and by the federal prosecutor, they will act. And I think the pressure's pretty intense from Congress, and I think Commissioner Selig is going to appoint some kind of investigative panel pretty darn soon, although, you know, it's we've been hearing that for days and days, and it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, the New York Times is reporting today, Murray Chess has a column saying that the commissioner's office is saying that they may be announcing something in the next 24 to 48 hours, probably not just an investigation of Barry Bonds. They couldn't just make it a single-guy investigation like the Pete Rose thing with John Dowd, could they?
Well, I've heard that, and I know everyone in the sport says that. I'm not a sports writer. I cover courts and crime usually. Typically, the guy who gets indicted is the guy that they have the evidence on. When you're going to run a murder investigation, you don't feel you have to crack every murder in the city of Oakland to indict one guy. So I don't understand totally the rationale. I know they don't want to scapegoat Bonds, and I appreciate that, but there's plenty of evidence that this magnificent hitter has been using drugs for a period of, what, 5+ years, while he broke the single-season record. And he's closing in on Ruth and Aaron now.
Now, you say he's been using them for 5+ years. Do we know if he's still using them?
We don't have any insight on any use of banned drugs by players after the 2003 season. That's just when our reporting stopped. And I don't like to speculate about people. My partner, Mark Fanarawada, likes to point out, though, that just because there's a drug testing policy in place, you should not assume that the game has been cleaned up. We noticed a piece in the Washington Post this morning in their baseball, you know, special section that began with the phrase, "Now that the steroid era is over." But the whole point of the Balco case was that athletes are using drugs that you can't pick up on a drug test very easily: growth hormone, insulin, and designer drugs. So one should never assume that a year or two of a testing program has solved a problem. I think it's a problem of controlling drug use in the major leagues, and it's going to be a long-term project.
Is that why Bonds has never been caught in a drug test?
Yes. We've listened to a tape recording of Bonds' trainer, Greg Anderson, who later pleaded guilty to steroid dealing. In it, he discussed the fact that he was giving a drug to Bonds to beat Major League Baseball's 2003 test. You can't detect it. You can take it the morning of your drug test and still pass, is what he says. So when you hear as we do in San Francisco, certain fans say, how can you accuse Barry? He's never failed a drug test. That's the whole point of undetectable drugs, so you can keep juicing without getting caught.
I know that one of Barry Bonds' responses to the book was that he hadn't read it and wouldn't read it, but his lawyers obviously thought there had to be a stronger response, and they actually sued you and your publisher over using the grand jury documents and tried to block the publishing of the book and tried to block you guys from profiting from such documents. And last Friday, Judge James Warren denied that request, citing free speech protections, and said that Barry Bonds' lawsuit against you had little chance for success. What has been the reaction there in the Bay Area from the Giants themselves and from Giants fans?
Sure. The Giants, when we were doing the stories for our paper, typically declined any comment on anything to do with Bonds and steroid use. For the book, we sought interviews with the Giants executives, and they asked us to submit written questions. We did. They came back and said they didn't want to talk to us, and that's where it is today. The fans of the Giants, there's a sort of, you know, hardcore Giant fan who worships Barry Bonds. He can do no wrong to those kinds of fans. And, of course, they hate our reporting. When we started on this, they would accuse us of making the stories up. Now it's kind of changed a bit, and the reaction is more, sure, he's juicing, but we don't care, and why don't you quit rehashing it? But it's an intense reaction. I think it's just they care about their team. They care about the biggest star they've had out here in 25 years and perhaps lose a little perspective.
As I've been talking about steroids and baseball over the last few years, I think a lot of people feel kind of the way I do, which is, look, as long as the ball keeps going over the wall, I want to see home runs, and these guys are hitting them, and nobody certainly here in St. Louis and most people in Major League Baseball ballparks across the country would have given up the 1998 season with McGuire and Sosa racing to beat Roger Maris's record. So why does it matter?
Well, it's a fair question. I understand the attitude. And if doping were confined to elite athletes in the major leagues, we'd be having a different discussion about whether it was appropriate or not. The reason Mark and I are concerned about it is athletes are role models for younger athletes. And the kids know these guys are using steroids. If baseball is going to basically decriminalize it, say we're not going to sanction these guys, we're going to let them do it, it's a signal to the collegiate players who want to move up and to the high school kids that if you want to be in the big leagues, this is what you ought to do. And there are real health consequences with the use of these drugs. They aren't for, especially or not, for teenage kids who probably at a practical level are never going to make it to the big leagues anyway. They're going to mess themselves all up. And you're going to come to a day when the JV coach at your high school is going to be telling your boy that he's got to stick a needle in him if he wants to make the team. And I just don't think that's what youth sports are supposed to be about in America. So I'm advocating drug control at the elite level to prevent the bad effect down below.
Lance Williams of the San Francisco Chronicle, co-author of the book Game of Shadows, here on the Paul Harris Show on KMOX. You talk about the damage to college players. You, in fact, go into a couple of people whose names most people wouldn't know. For instance, the story of one guy by the name of Rob Garibaldi, and you also talk about a sprinter by the name of Kelly White. Go into a little bit of detail for my listeners about what happened to these kids.
Sure. Rob Garibaldi was an outstanding high school player who had realistic aspirations of playing big league ball. He was JC College Player of the Year as a community college student, finally got a full scholarship to the University of Southern California. That's Mark McGuire's alma mater. That's one of the top Division I baseball programs in the U.S. But he was one of these guys that couldn't gain weight. He wasn't that tall, and he was wiry. And every coach he had, starting with an elite traveling team he was on when he was in high school, where the coach was a supplement salesman, said, you know, you got to get bigger. You got to get bigger. And so eventually, with the example of his hero Barry Bonds in mind, he began using steroids. He had adverse psychological reactions There's some science to suggest that this is relatively common, and wound up in a crashing depression, out of college, out of baseball, suicided. It's a very sad story, and I would not, I wouldn't tell you that every kid who takes steroids is going to commit suicide, but goodness gracious, it's a sobering story, and you can imagine what it'd be like to be those parents where 3 years ago your lad's in the College World Series, and now he's dead from this. In their view, from the psychological reaction to this drug use.
Yeah.
Kelly White is a wonderful sprinter from the San Francisco Bay Area who is really enticed into using banned drugs by a coach that she's known since she's a 12-year-old girl, yet she was bound for track stardom, everybody thought, since she was a little girl. Her coach, Remy Korchemny, after she had a wonderful career at the University of Tennessee. She came back to the Bay Area and was training in the Bay Area to try to break through on the international track circuit. He introduced her to Balco, that's the drug lab at the heart of this of our book, which provided elite athletes with these undetectable steroids, and he got her to use them, and she finally went for it, and of course was a world champion 1 year, I think in the 200-meter. She didn't like what it was doing to her body. She couldn't look at herself in the mirror. The changes bothered her. She was racked with guilt and really couldn't enjoy her greatest success in track. Ultimately got busted in Paris because they gave her a banned stimulant that they thought the testers weren't looking for. And then she made the decision to cooperate with the doping authorities and try to help clean up the sport, at least among the athletes that she knew who were going to Balco. I really like her for trying to redeem herself in the way she did, but it's a sad story because her career is all messed up now, too.
Yeah, and in the Rob Garibaldi case, you got to get bigger is a not-so-subtle code from the coaches. You got to use steroids. We can't tell you to do that, but we can say you got to get bigger, and if you're an athlete now competing to try to make it anywhere, you got to understand that code.
Well, in California, we've met collegiate players, and here the code is, son, you need to make a trip to Mexico. That's because across the border, a lot of the steroids have been, at least until recently, available over the counter.
They say it that blatantly?
Yeah, they say, son, you ought to take a trip to Mexico. That's according to a player at a Division I school whom we interviewed.
Lance Williams, co-author of Game of Shadows, Barry Bonds, Balco, and the steroid scandal that rocked professional sports. We'll have more in just a moment on the Paul Harris Show. This is News Talk 1120, KMOX. Talking with Lance Williams, one of the two San Francisco Chronicle investigative reporters who broke the story of Barry Bonds and Balco and the steroid scandal. They've been working on it for years and now have it out in a book called Game of Shadows, which is a major bestseller. How come the book was excerpted in Sports Illustrated and not in your home newspaper, the San Francisco Chronicle?
Well, the Chronicle had first dibs at the material when it was presented in newspaper form, news stories, a series of enterprise stories over a period of 2 years. They were okay with us finding a different audience for it, and that was Sports Illustrated. That was arranged by Gotham, but the Chronicle did run an excerpt of some of the material, but felt that it had so much that another venue was appropriate.
Nice. When you were doing the book, I get the feeling that when you're doing a book like this, there's almost an All the President's Men aspect to it, that because you were dealing with secret government papers and sealed transcripts and other documents, you had to do, I don't know that you had a deep throat necessarily, but you had to do some clandestine meeting to get some of your stories reported, didn't you?
Yeah, there's a lot of source protection that goes into aspects of this. You know, the government has been unhappy that we had access to the grand jury transcripts. Really, we got access to them because the government was conducting the case in such secrecy. They wouldn't reveal the names of the athletes who were the customers of the indicted men in the Balco case and took other steps to shield the athletes from public view. This created an opening for the reporters. You know, when you've got people who know the truth and want it put out, then it's only a matter of time and arrangement before you can get at that. But we did have to take lots of care to protect sources who really were whistleblowers in the best sense of the word, didn't want to have their careers and lives disrupted because they helped us. And so we have had to Well, be careful and also discuss this with the U.S. Attorney's Office, who has on several occasions contacted the paper and said, where'd you get the stuff? Give us the names of who gave it to you.
And you didn't give it up, did you?
No, we just cannot. We just cannot. And we'll, you know, going in, Mark and I decided, you know, we had a real discussion of this. We said, are you ready to go all the way on this? And of course we were. It's such a great story. It's so important. And we're not going to give those sources up, no matter.
Is the U.S. attorney looking into perjury charges against Barry Bonds? Did he perjure himself?
Well, let's see. Paul, he didn't tell the truth to the grand jury. That's not a legal conclusion. That's a factual conclusion I'm making. But, you know, we have voluminous evidence that he knowingly took man drugs for years, and he told the grand jury that he took some substances that he thought were innocent, flaxseed oil and arthritis balm. So that's not a true account that he gave there.
And that's actually what Balco and the trainer Anderson told these guys to say, the words flaxseed oil, right?
Yes, it was the cover story. If you get caught, if you get questioned, just say you didn't know what it was. Say it was flaxseed oil was one of the strategies to fend off inquiries if you ever got in a jam. We heard, you know, right before Christmas that the federal agents were still asking questions that reflected interest in proving up whether Bonds had told the truth to them in the grand jury or not. But we don't have any insight as to whether or when they might do something about that.
Have you heard about any sort of investigation on a governmental level into this? And speaking of the government, do you think Congress has a role in this and should?
Well, Congress has played a significant role in pushing baseball to toughen its steroid policies. And Congress has, at least individual congressmen, have a continuing interest in the topic. We encountered U.S. Senator Jim Bunning, the Hall of Fame pitcher, when we were in New York last week, and he was insistent that baseball conduct a real investigation of the steroid era, and he even had some ideas for who they ought to hire to do it. But he was very, very vigorous in his interest in this, and I know members of the House of Representatives, some individuals have made strong statements as well. And baseball have to respond to that, because the alternative is somebody's going to put in legislation to just turn the baseball doping program over to the Olympic authorities in the U.S., the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, and baseball would not even have any control over what was going on at that point. And I don't think they want to give up that responsibility and obligation.
And it's not just the legislative branch, the executive branch also. Didn't President Bush mention steroids in his State of the Union a couple of years ago?
He certainly did. He sort of telegraphed the Balco indictments, in our opinion, in the State of the Union of 2004. He talked about the problem of sports doping and called on the leagues to control it. A month later, the indictments came down. So there is some interest there at that level, and baseball really ignores it at its peril right now. You know, we're about to see Bonds pass Babe Ruth's record. The Giants want to hold a big party, big fireworks celebration. But for people who know what's going on, it's just such an exercise in mass denial. I can't imagine it's going to be good for the game to go through that charade.
You know, it's ironic because the Giants are coming here to St. Louis the weekend of September 15th, 16th, and 17th, and we've got a new ballpark here, and it's all sold out, and of course, this is the town with Mark McGwire and the record and where he broke it and all that sort of stuff. And I wonder how Cardinal Nation will respond if Barry Bonds has a good year and is up towards 45, 46, 47 home runs by the middle of September, which is entirely possible the way he's been going the last few years, and is on the cusp of breaking Hank Aaron's record. I wonder how the fans would respond to that, and I wonder whether Major League Baseball can do anything big. Wasn't Bud Selig a big friend of Hank Aaron's, and how does he handle that?
Well, that's a good question. We saw a piece in the Washington Post today that the Bank of America and Home Depot, two corporate sponsors, were pulling out of the planned celebration for the passing of Babe Ruth that the commissioner had put on the drawing board, I guess, before the end of last season. It's going to be embarrassing. If I was the commissioner, I wouldn't want to be anywhere near the ballpark when he passed it. If Bonds passes these marks on the road, we expect the response is going to be, you know, not pretty. There's going to be booing. He was getting booed on the road in September of last year after he came back from the knee injury. Chance of Cheater and Balco in a series against the Washington Nationals. It could get, you know, and if Cardinal fans are good fans and they're respectful, imagine if he broke the record in Shea Stadium, though. You know, I mean, it would be just grotesque.
Yes, it would. Or I'm thinking, you know, in Atlanta, even though the fans there aren't out of control, Hank Aaron was, you know, a Brave.
Sure.
So it's going to be odd there. One last question for you. When you're doing a story like this, you've got lots of competition. Lots of other reporters want to be on the story. You guys led the way. You guys broke the story. But your co-author, Mark, has a brother who's also a reporter. He may be, in fact, the Washington Post reporter you're talking about here, who's been working on this story. Was there any sibling rivalry in digging into this?
You know, I could have worried a lot about this topic at the get-go because I hardly knew Mark. He was my new partner on this project. And almost as soon as Mark was doing a great job, and I was partnering to help him, you know, see what we could find out about Balco and Bonds. And almost as soon as I meet Mark, then I find out his older brother, is a Washington Post reporter who's out in the Bay Area going to work on Balco. And I thought, oh, my goodness gracious. And the way I decided to deal with it was just not even think about it. And
well, I'm sorry I brought it up.
No, but they sorted it out. I mean, they did sort it out. They have a close relationship in which they compartmentalize the journalism they're working on. And eventually Steve Faneroo, Mark's big brother, became a foreign correspondent and went to Iraq for the Post. And although we worried about him, I at least was happy I didn't have to think about him coming out there and scooping us on some big story.
Yeah, how weird is that? You can breathe a sigh of relief. Phew, he went to Iraq. That's weird. Lance, thanks for your time today, and congratulations on the book. It's terrific work.
It was a fun discussion. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. Lance Williams, who with Mark Faneroo Wada, is one of the co-authors, well, they are the two authors, of Game of Shadows, the Barry Bonds Balco steroid scandal book that is rocking baseball and other professional sports as well, because it's not just baseball guys they go into. They go into Bill Romanowski and Marion Jones and others as well. It is a terrific read. And this is the Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX.